Like Feck continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Today in Spain, many of the world's top road cyclists hit the pavement again as the Vuelta a España, the Tour of Spain, continues. It's one of three Grand Tour events, along with the Giro d'Italia and the Tour de France.
Saturday morning in Wisconsin, some dedicated cyclists will hit the road in Dubuque, Iowa. They'll cross the Mississippi River and then ride across Wisconsin to Kenosha in a single day. Unlike the Grand Tour, though, this is not a race.
The inaugural Ride Across Wisconsin, or RAW, is being organized by the Wisconsin Bike Federation, and the people who are planning it have high hopes for its long-term future. Deputy Director Dave Schlabowski joins us on the line this morning to explain. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
So there are all sorts of rides across states. The most well-known might be Ragbri over in Iowa, but this seems like it's in a slightly different category.
It is. We're riding across the state in one day, so that's probably the most significant difference. It's 175 miles and about 7,000 feet of climbing.
Well, and so let me ask you maybe a naive question. Who in the world would subject themselves to that?
So we have modeled our ride after some other successful rides around the country. Many other states have these sorts of rides. The one that we kind of looked at most closely is called the Seattle to Portland ride, and that's a 200-mile ride. 10,000 people do that ride, and about 2,700 of them choose the one-day option. For our ride across Wisconsin, RAW only has a one-day option this year, but we're planning on adding a two-day option in future years.
Well, and so do you see this fitting in? I mean, are there people that kind of go around the country doing one or two of these a year?
Yeah, it becomes kind of a bucket list thing. So, I mean, initially, we've got riders from, Minnesota and Illinois and Iowa and stuff like that who are coming for our ride, but most of them are Wisconsin people. But as the rides get better known, then these get on people's bucket list of things to do. And so our goal is to grow this. We may not get to 10,000, but let's say 3,500 or 5,000 people in a handful of years, and bring a lot of people to Wisconsin and show them just how wonderful cycling is here in our state.
Do you have a sense for how many people will be in this first one?
Yeah, we have 450-plus registered. We had originally capped it at 300, but there was such demand that we opened it up and allowed some more people to register. So we're a little over 450. And we have a hard cap of 500 this year because the prize that people get for finishing is a handmade stoneware 32-ounce beer stein that says RAW founder, and then on the bottom it says I earned it.
And there's probably only a limited number of those.
Right. We only had 500 of those made, so that's really our hard cap on this year's registration. But, the thing that makes so other states have these rides. Iowa, you mentioned Ragbri, and they have some others. Michigan has one. Illinois has one, But one of the things that makes cycling in Wisconsin such a special thing is our quiet, paved town road network. Most other states, when you get down to these really low volume, low traffic volume roads, they end up being gravel. So Wisconsin, thanks to our dairy industry, they're all paved. So on our ride, some of the people were asking us, for instance, like, well, when I if there aren't enough rest stops, for me, I'll just be able to stop at a gas station. No, you won't, because there aren't any little, the towns are all so small that there aren't gas stations, there aren't stoplights, Wisconsin has this wonderful network of these incredibly low traffic paved town roads, and that's pretty much what we stick to, except for the major rest stops on RAW.
Well, and so then tell us about the route. Wisconsin is not a mountainous state, but this is not a flat route.
No. Southwestern Wisconsin, the whole, Driftless region of the state is very, very hilly, and there's lots of climbing if you want to look for it in Wisconsin. Most of the climbing on our ride, it's about 6,900 feet of climbing. Most of that climbing is on the in the southwest part of the ride, and then it flattens out as you get towards Kenosha.
Well, and so you mentioned rest stops. How many stops are there, and what sort of support do the cyclists have along the way?
Well, we'll have Wheeling Sprocket is providing both the transportation from Kenosha to Dubuque as well as ride support. So they're going to have multiple vehicles following on the route with mechanics ready to help anybody that has a problem. And then we have rest stops planned every 25 miles. Some of them are just smaller stops with, you know, water, Gatorade, and fresh fruit and stuff. All of them will have race nutrition, though. People wonder, how can somebody ride 175 miles? Well, we do have, you know, real lunch stops catered by Lowlands Restaurant Group. That's Cafe Hollander, and they've got a team of their own, so they're a natural partner. And so we've got real food at a couple of stops in Monroe and Beloit, but all the rest of the way, riders will be using, you know, sort of scientifically designed race nutrition by Bonk Breakers. Everything from these little chews that have caffeine boost in them to salted caramel bars. They taste good, but they're, you know, very nutritionally dense. So that's really how people are able to do this. Of course, the training that went before the day's ride is important as well.
Well, and now the race, or the, I should say, the ride ends up in Kenosha at a place that's pretty historically significant for cyclists in this part of the world.
Right, yeah. Well, the original plan for this, so Jens Voigt and the Trek Factory Racing team are on our ride, and Jens Voigt was one of the Trek professional racers, who's raced numerous times in the Tour de France and has always been a real favorite of fans. He retired recently, and right before he retired, he set the world hour record, which is done in a velodrome. And so we thought, wouldn't it be cool? We've got Jens here. Let's end this at the Kenosha Bowl, the velodrome in Washington Park in Kenosha, which is the oldest operating, continuously operating velodrome in the United States. Unfortunately, they're resurfacing it, which is wonderful, but they had some delays, and it's not quite going to be done on time. So we can't do a lap around the bowl in Kenosha this year, but we are riding right past it, and instead we're ending on the really pretty Simmons Island Park. So the riders will then be, which is on Lake Michigan. So the riders leave from a point right next to the Mississippi River in Dubuque, and they can dip their front wheels in the Mississippi, and then they can dip them in the shores of Lake Michigan when they get to Kenosha.
And you mentioned Jens Voigt, and the slogan for this year's ride, "Shut Up Legs," comes directly from him.
Yeah, that's a Jens term. He's been known throughout his career as a very aggressive rider and somebody who never quits. So that seems like an appropriate slogan for a 175-mile ride.
Well, Dave Schlabowski, it sounds like a great event and hopefully the start of an annual something big.
That's what we hope. Grow this into a tradition that everybody wants to do someday in their life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dave Schlabowski is the Deputy Director for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. The Federation is the organizer for the first annual Ride Across Wisconsin, which goes from Dubuque to Kenosha on Saturday morning. You'll find links to more about the ride from WUWM.com.